Good morning, Kansas City. This is the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Stephen St. John, Stephen St. John and Nate Bucati with Jake Gutierrez. Nate Bucati has his head on a swivel right now. When he walked in, I don't know, he didn't see that I was in our office. And I just said, "Hi, Nate." Turned around, looking around very nervously. I don't know why. I do know why.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't. But maybe the reason why is we are going to have some friends from the haunted houses stop by today to talk about their anti-bullying campaign and also talk about the haunted houses. You know that every Halloween season, I do several remotes, four remotes every year down at the haunted houses, either the Edge of Hell, Macabre Cinema, or The Beast. And this year is no different. I have already done two, and I've got two more to go before the end of the Halloween season. You know, and they're open now, so it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
And see, I'm around all these characters,
mm-hmm,
and all the atmosphere down there, and I enjoy it. I mean, I think I've told the story plenty enough times that was my first paying job when I was a youngster. When I was, what was I? 11 or 12, probably too young in retrospect. Steve St. John Sr., very anxious and eager to see me go to work and make some money. And so he was quite ready to sign off on an 11-year-old working at the haunted house. You know what? It was a good enough experience that I worked there for, I think, until I was 14, like every Halloween season. You know, it was a little bit of cash in my pocket, but it was a lot of fun. I used to get, just to dress up and get there a couple hours before they'd open and get to go in the makeup chair. And a couple of times I was Freddy Krueger.
Nice.
You know, a couple of times I was The Thing. A couple of times was the most fun. I would, now if you're online and picking fights with people, you're a troll. I actually was a troll. I would be, there'd be a bridge you would walk over, mm-hmm, and all the makeup that it require, they put my hand in this, and made it look like a swamp thing hand or whatever. And so I'd hide under there, and when people would walk by, you know, they'd be looking around, looking over the bridge and the fog and the smoke, and all of a sudden I'd reach my hand up, and you know, but they didn't see me or anything else. Mm-hmm. And so that was always fun. Jake, you'd like that, wouldn't you? Reaching up there.
Which haunted house was this?
It started off the Haunted Hotel.
Oh, yeah?
For 1 year, but then the Main Street Morgue. Main Street Morgue is where I
might have stomped on some troll's hand one time.
Right. Right. And so it was, you had to be careful. You had to watch out for that. You know,
some a-holes like me.
Some people would get, aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like we always had that last laugh because we knew where the layout, the blueprint, and everything else, and we could make it more difficult for someone to find their way out of the swamp or things like that. Like, oh, maybe that door's gonna be closed now. I'll find your way out. But it was always in good fun, at least for me. And right. So that's why I've always enjoyed going down there, and I always take one of my kids with me to do the remote. We're set up outside the haunted house. There's food trucks, there's street performers. It's lots of fun to be had. And even one of my daughters goes down there, and she does not want to go through the haunted house, but she likes to see all the characters outside. And, you know, mm-hmm, as long as daddy's there, she's all right. But I feel like that today. Nate, you meet some characters. I don't know who they're bringing. I have no say in this, man.
Is that right?
I've got no say in this.
Right? Is that right?
You
really have no say.
No, I really don't.
Uh-huh.
No, the kid
you don't
you
have any contacts
is,
there at the haunted house.
I don't.
At all,
but
huh?
See, I have. I, I try to let people do their job around here, right? Mm-hmm. And so Christopher in sales, this is his account, and so he's been the contact man, you know, he's been the point man here. I said, hey, this is your, these are your people that you deal with. Mm-hmm. I could easily make a phone call and over, but I wouldn't, you know, get your feet wet in this business. Jake books the show.
Right.
I'm not going to book the show.
Right.
I'm not going to take away Jake's duties. And so I'm a guest. I'm a host, and there are guests, and really I'm a guest of Jake's. Jake books me to host the show. Sometimes he doesn't, you know, and so. Jake runs.
So I was hanging out in the office a little bit later than normal yesterday.
That's what I heard.
And
what you're trying to do?
I was trying to get some free food from the 23rd Street Brewery.
What's wrong with that?
It was fantastic.
All right.
Christopher came wandering into our office looking for you. I think.
Right.
And said, "Hey, are you all set for the haunted house people to come in tomorrow?" I was like, "Oh, really? Huh?
Oh, you didn't know that much."
And that's when I thought. Seems like Steven's trying to pull a little surprise on me.
No. No. And here's the bottom line.
I looked
at
Christopher and I said, if there's a clown in the studio tomorrow morning, I can't be held responsible for anything that happens.
That's not what you said.
What did he say?
I forgot Jake was there.
What did you say? What did he say if he's not going to tell me the truth?
I
don't think I can say on the air what I said.
I think I heard what you said. You said that if there's a clown here, that you might punch him in the vermeil. Is that correct?
Something like that. Yeah, something like that.
We might have a clip that might describe, you know, what he said. I think people most
of them.
I don't even know who's going to be on the team yet, Dick.
Right.
I don't know if I said punch him there, kick him there.
All right, well, Dick, Chicago's got their offense going, but Dick, two dicks, wow.
Let me make sure I'm recording this at home. Record. Yeah. These apps are great.
I better hit record on our TV here.
Right.
I'm recording.
I want to let me record. I'll get to it. So they'll be here at about 6:30, and here's the issue, okay? I feel like Nate thinks there's going to be a clown here, and I don't know. And Nate, tell us your background with clowns.
I don't like clowns.
Why don't you like clowns?
Because they're terrifyingly creepy, and they always have been. Remember my parents taking me to the circus when I was a kid, and there were clowns there. They freaked me out when I was a kid, and I never wanted to go back to the circus.
So you're not just playing this up on the radio. You really don't like...
I know. I really don't. Like, I genuinely, if a clown comes in here, I will get up and leave the studio. And you'll have to do this segment with this haunted house people yourself.
I'm going to invite a clown here every day. Another clown here. I don't know. I requested Rat Man, so I don't know if who's going to be here.
I can handle a rat.
Mm-hmm.
Christopher said something about a big snake, maybe. I couldn't tell if that was a haunted house thing.
Yeah, I don't think he was talking about the haunted house. Yeah, he's tried that with me, too.
Yeah.
Hey, I got a private meeting scheduled. Come here. And so we'll do that. We'll talk to the good people from the haunted houses.
Because there is a clown man down there now, right? Is that right?
Oh, I mean, haunted
houses?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people share your fear of clowns and like Rat Man, and they're usually out there in the street greeting you and talking to you and welcoming you to the edge of hell or the beast or macabre cinema. It's all part of the experience, man. And there's food trucks down there. There's street performers, all kinds of good stuff. We're set up there. Like I said, from time to time, you can come down there and see us. I'm going to be there coming up Thursday, October 12th at the Beast, and then Friday, October 20th at macabre cinema. So those are the two dates that I have left that I will be down there welcoming people. So we'll do that at 6:30. Also today, we had a nice long conversation with our college basketball insider, Mike DeCourcy from the Sporting News. That is going to be played on the show at 7 a.m. And we talked to him for about a half an hour about Mizzou, about Kansas State, and about Adidas. and everything that happened with college basketball last week. And so that'll be a good way to kind of get you started now that college basketball practice has started, and it's the season's right around the corner. And so we will have that for you at 7 o'clock. Then later on the show at 8:30, Gary Pinkle is going to be on the show, and he has a new book that he wrote with Dave Matter, The 100-Yard Journey, A Life in Coaching and Battling for the Win, forward by Nick Saban. And so I spent, well, I took Selena to volleyball practice last night and spent an hour and a half reading this book, and then stayed up and read a whole bunch of it. It's very good. Now, I'll just tell you this, if you're a Mizzou football fan, you should definitely, definitely get it. I enjoyed reading about recruiting Brad Smith and recruiting Chase Daniel and some of the stories that Gary Pinkle told about when he took the program over and how challenging it was and some of the behind-the-scenes conversations he had with Mike Alden. He goes into detail. I found it really interesting about how much pressure there was in 2004 after they finally made it to a bowl game in 2003, but then in 2004 they took a step back, and so they revamped the offense. They were able to land Chase Daniels, a recruit, but then that 2005 season, they had some ups and downs, but it all culminated with a bowl victory in the Independence Bowl over Steve Spurrier in South Carolina when they were down 21-0, and there were a couple of points in that season where he thought that if we don't make a bowl game, then that's going to be four losing seasons out of my first five, and that could be the end of his job. And then they were able to become bowl eligible, and they were down big in that game. They were getting their ass kicked in that game. And then they were able to make it 28-14 at halftime, and then Brad Smith had the unbelievable second half where they brought him all their way back, and they won, and that was like the breakthrough for the program. And then it became Chase Daniels' team. Just really good, interesting stuff, good recruiting stories. Obviously some sad stuff about Aaron O'Neill, the passing of the Missouri linebacker that we always talk about and remember as Missouri fans, and how he was honored by his teammates for several years after that when a different player wore number 25 one season to honor him every week. A different player wore 25 that came in with him in his recruiting trip. And so it was a very enjoyable read. And then it got into everything that happened with concerned student 1950 and the protests and the tweet that was sent out with the hashtag that, according to Gary Pinkle, wasn't supposed to be on the tweet. And just interesting behind-the-scenes stuff, but really good memories and a good recount of how he built the Missouri football program into a winner after Missouri had only had two winning seasons in 17 when he got there. So really good stuff. We'll talk to Gary Pinkle about that at 8:30. And then Mike Boddicker will be in studio a special time at 9 o'clock. And so we'll talk baseball with Mike Boddicker. Yankees won. I was so hopeful after the Twins scored three runs and chased Luis Severino in the first inning. And then it went straight to poop after that. I mean, entertaining game, but I was disgusted that the Yankees won 8-4. So, did you watch any of that?
Yeah, I had it on. A lot of work from that Yankees bullpen last night.
Right.
Man.
I feel like the Indians were just watching, yeah, come on. Use all those pitchers. Let's go. Yeah, I hope, look, I've been conditioned to root against the Indians, obviously, because that's who the Royals were chasing for most of the season, but I just hope the Indians just work the Yankees. Do you have any apprehension? Or do you have any... Do you feel comfortable rooting for the Indians against the...
No, it doesn't bother me rooting for the Indians at all. No,
right.
I'll root for the Indians the whole
All in. All in on the tribe, please.
Yep, no problems with that.
Yeah, that's right. Jake, there's not a...
No, come on. You know, No.
I'm just making sure. I never know.
You do know.
Do I?
It has to do with the Yankees.
All right.
You always know.
I like that about you. Let's take a break. What do you keep looking around? I'm not, you know, I don't want this to ruin the show for you.
Mm-hmm.
I texted you. I shouldn't have texted you yesterday and said, hey, I don't want any clowning around tomorrow. Yep. I felt like that was excessive. He's the one that keeps making me laugh. He's making me laugh. He's the one that's making, I'm just telling you. He's, you know. If this was school, they would separate us right now. Because I don't think we should be together. You need to stop it. I'm trying to conduct a radio show in here, man. It's hard enough as it is.
Well, I'm just trying to direct a TV show, so.
What did I tell you in the office before the show started? Whatever happens, what? I got your back.
Oh, yeah.
He does.
You didn't see what... After this is all over... Jake will tell you what I told him on the phone last night. And I meant it with all my heart. You want to tell him now?
No.
Wait till later.
Sure.
There's something very nice I said about you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's been years.
Right.
I mean,
he dropped the phone. He said, what'd you say?
Whoa. This thing on? Hello?
You're in a safe zone. I'm here. Jake's there. We have Connell, the Irish intern, who's out there like, yeah.
You're protected,
come
buddy.
Here.
He's ready to bare knuckle box him.
He's out there like John L. Sullivan himself.
He just didn't want to be on TV.
I'll box the ears off of you. Let's take a break and see if we can settle Nate down. He seems to be very nervous. I don't like it. I don't like him being jittery and jumpy like this. We're going to calm him down after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB and 38 The Spot. Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB for once. Let me wave at my family. They're actually up watching the TV show. He's got a recording and everything. You know, we do this every day, by the way, kids. If you want to get up and see Daddy, you can do that before school.
I had a coworker.
I'm going to go ahead and say Phil is not one of the St. John's up watching. He's holding on for every minute of sleep he can. A coworker. Who's that?
It's at Sporting, who asked me yesterday. We film these drive time episodes.
Right.
I drive around in a car, talk to a player or whatever. Hey, could you tape one tomorrow at, could you be at, you know, the practice facility at 10 o'clock to tape one tomorrow?
Sure. You see, yep. See you there. You know, let me look at my calendar. Wide open. Absolutely free.
I texted him back and said, have you ever listened to my radio show?
What did they say?
More of a podcast guy.
Right, right.
I was like, well, fair enough.
Right. Damn millennials.
No, you know, at least they're up front. Yeah. That's all I ask for is honesty, even if it's brutal. So.
Well, you can listen to this, many segments of the Border Patrol on podcast.
Right.
At the A10 app.
When you want and where you want.
Whenever
and
you
how
want.
You want.
On demand.
Tonight, and so you, we're all in agreement there. We will be rooting for the Indians over the Yankees. And what about Red Sox, Astros? I'll root for Houston.
Yeah, everything that's going on with the city of Houston right now, and you know, and the fact that Carlos Beltran's on that team.
I like Verlander.
You appreciate what he brings to the table.
Well, in many different ways.
Houston.
I mean, how many starting pitchers that you will see in the postseason can you say that it's a legitimate possibility that in one night they'll eat at Taco Bell, start game one, and then perhaps send a dong pick to
Houston,
Kate Upton? How many? One.
That's it.
Jake, can you name another guy, even in baseball history, who could legitimately pull off that trifecta in one night? No.
I heard some things about Ty Cobb.
No. Well,
I don't know.
I don't think he took any selfies, though.
Well. Going back to Houston, Houston.
What was the story that you always tell about Ty Cobb? He beat a man with
He beat up a man that had no hands.
thought he was just one arm.
And I think he had no hand. The heckler in the stands.
Yeah. That'll teach him.
Will it really? And then tonight in the NL wildcard game, we know who Nate is rooting for because the Rockies play the Diamondbacks, and the pitching matchup is John Gray, who I like to watch pitch, against Zach Greinke.
Yep.
So is it that hardcore where tonight just you're totally rooting against Arizona because Greinke's pitching? Is that where we're at here? Or?
Well, no. I mean, I like Colorado, you know. Like some of the guys on that team. And
do you want Greinke to pitch well tonight?
No. I like Colorado, too.
No. Well, for other reasons, we're talking about baseball.
Oh, the Rockies.
Do you want Greinke to pitch well tonight?
No. No, I don't root for him.
Would you like it if he gave up a lot of runs in just a few innings?
It would make me smile. I mean, I wouldn't, like, throw a party or anything, but it would make me smile.
No, but if you turn it on and it's like 5-0 Rockies in the second, you're like, you like it.
Yep.
I mean, you're not going to be disappointed.
Oh, yeah, no, I like that. I would.
Jake, Rockies or Diamondbacks?
I'm kind of rooting for the Diamondbacks.
Because Nate isn't, or?
Partially. My brother did some work with the Diamondbacks, so I know he's kind of a pseudo-Diamondbacks fan, and I'm a Paul Goldschmidt fan. I like watching Goldie. He led my fantasy baseball team to mediocrity.
I've told you that before. People should try that. They say if you drink Goldschlager, you take a Goldschmidt.
No.
You look in there and it's not the flakes and everything. There's one way to find out, really.
It's not true.
I was told that. I mean, I don't know. Who am I to say yes or no to that?
I drank a lot of Goldschlager in college.
Ugh. Did you ever take a Goldschmidt?
No.
Was your name Paul?
It was not.
Okay. Let's take a break. Back after this on WHP. I'm going to try to get this on Facebook Live as well, as we have some good friends now in studio. We have, you heard me talking about a little bit earlier, I do remotes every year down at our favorite haunted houses in the world, The Edge of Hell, The Beast, and Macabre Cinema. And they have paid me a visit, and really they paid Nate a visit today. And so, Nate, first of all, how you doing? You good?
I'm doing all right. I'm okay.
Okay. And hello, what's your name?
Good morning.
Okay, so...
spider is knocking off my headset. Well, good morning and happy Halloween.
Okay, if you would, please introduce everyone that you've brought with you here. This is...
Yes, of course. This is Wolfie from The Beast.
Right.
And you'll get to see him out on the street in the historic West Bottoms. Over here, we have the iconic Ratman, of course, Mr. Ratman. Do you have a couple friends for us this morning?
You can see them crawling around inside of his suit.
Would you like some, Nate?
I'm good.
Well, here's my favorite over here. This is my guy.
This is your guy right here.
Look at Chucky.
This is Chucky. Good morning, Chucky. How are you?
Hi,
So we're representing all three haunted attractions in the historic West Bottoms. And, of course, it's October. It's a Kansas City tradition. And, Stephen, we love having you down there. Nate, I haven't seen you lately.
Nate.
Well, I'm going to make it down there at some point.
Oh, you are?
Are you really?
When is it?
Could you tell us when so we could...
No, I'd like to be a surprise.
We could make the date here. I'll be at The Beast Thursday, October 12th, and then at Macabre Cinema Friday, October 20th. So you have two opportunities there to come down and hang out with the Sports Radio 810 truck, and we can give out some great prizes and have some fun, right?
That sounds good. That sounds...
So I hear that you kind of have a phobia for certain...
I wouldn't say kind of. Oh. I have a full-fledged phobia of clowns, yes.
Okay.
So.
Well, they told me not to bring one today because of that phobia. They said you might punch somebody.
Yeah.
That's what I said, I think.
I'm not for... When people are really scared, sometimes they do things that they wouldn't otherwise do. So, this is good. I like the company that we're in right now.
He's happy with this.
I'm in a good spot here. I can handle the Beast and Ratman, and Chucky's a little, I got to be honest, Chucky's frightening me a little bit, but
right.
Okay.
But overall, I'm doing all right.
All
I'm
right.
doing okay.
Right. Well, so that's what's exciting about the tradition of the haunted attractions is the fact that.
Oh,
dude,
oh no.
I'm serious.
Oh, well, darn. I forgot he slipped in the car.
Oh, no.
I'm serious. You better not come in here.
Just it's one Connell, clown. On. Only
got,
one.
We've got Connell, the Irish intern, and Michael, the Northland intern. Protect. They're standing guard at the door. I didn't know about this.
Oh, is that what they're doing?
Somewhat of a surprise to me.
I knew that you were up to something because all of a sudden you were shooting this way.
No,
you're like, let me make sure I get this on Facebook. I'm like, there's something going on behind me right now because Steven's.
I'm not sure about that. Oh, boy. Hey, look, Chucky, will you protect him? Chucky's right there with you with a.
Oh, sure.
And then
he
this
will.
Is. That
Absolutely.
Seems like a scene from Midnight Express. Billy. So tell us, so people, if they want to go through, and I tell everyone how much fun it is to go through, and my boys have gone through, the girls have not, but they come out and hang out, and it's
sure.
It's like a big party, a street party down there with the food trucks and street performers. If people want to get more information, buy tickets, what do they need to do if they want to come down and have some fun?
Well, they go to kcbeast.com, and they can purchase their ticket online. Of course, you can purchase your ticket at the door. You can pick up $5 off coupons at all Hen House markets. You can also bring in cat or dog food for $5 off that we donate to Great Plains. And, of course, they're in need right now with the hurricanes and things that have happened. So we give a lot back to our community, and we love the historic West Bottoms. We've been there since the Edge of Hell is actually the oldest commercial haunted attraction in the United States, and we moved to the West Bottoms in 1988.
And so tell us also about the anti-bullying campaign that I know is very near and dear to your heart, and also Chucky's heart. I know he's spearheaded
exactly
this
right.
thing from the beginning. So.
Yeah, and so I think that's something that, you know, we're very, very proud of with Macabre Cinema. Macabre Cinema is a haunted 1930s movie theater that you walk into. It's our twist on Hollywood. And you go in, you watch the scary movie on the screen, but you pass through a slit. And then you're the victim inside the movie sets. Of course, with the clowns, Nate. We have
actually talked to him about this anti-bullying thing, by the way.
He's got a smile on his face. He's happy. He's a big fan. He just wants to see the TV show.
I'm feeling a little bullied right now.
I don't think so.
To be honest.
Again, look at Connell the intern. He's there with his arms folded, ready to protect
you. Oh, he
is. If it wasn't for Connell the Irish intern, I would be much more terrified.
Absolutely.
And so
what we do is Macabre Cinema raises money for this program, and we go out and speak into the Kansas City high schools and middle schools, and we talk about, you know, what we've learned about bullying is that in years past, it was always about stepping aside or not reacting to mm-hmm. the bully. And now we teach to be an upstander mm-hmm. and how to really make a difference in other people's lives and not stand back and say nothing. And so, you know, I know while Chucky looks, you know, so sweet over here,
right.
but he is a big component. We have three actual movie sets in Macabre Cinema. We have Killer Clowns from Outer Space, which I know would be your favorite.
I'll pass.
We have Hellraiser, Pinhead, uh-huh. and The Mummy, The Scorpion King. And so it's really a fun twist. If you love horror movies, then that one is definitely what's going to evoke your fears and phobias, which I can see on your face right now.
Yeah,
right. And we're going to have some auctions that we're going to do on our website and on our Facebook page. And we'll tell you more about where we can help raise some money for the campaign. And so if people want to donate or be involved, what's the best way to do that?
Yeah, just call us at 816-842-4280 at our office, or you can go to don'tbeamonster.org, and we'd love for more schools to sign up and for us to get out more and more into the community and really
That's
help
awesome.
With awareness. October is actually anti-bully month, and this program, I'm sit on the board and represent America Haunts, so we're the top attractions across the United States, and we are able to take this program to every state.
My son and daughter's grade school right now is they're having their bully awareness week.
That's right.
Right now, so they like each day they have a different theme. They get to dress up as today my son gets to dress in his favorite team uniform because it's Team Up Against Bullying Day.
Yes.
It's a great cause. And like you said, it's great to actually teach kids the proper ways to be, you know, to stand up to bullies.
That's right.
And not just be bystanders, like you said.
That's exactly what we talk about. But there's a flip side to that, too. And I always want to mention it because in our day and age, we're very quick to accuse as well
right,
in
right.
situations. And you want to be careful that you don't accuse someone when it's really maybe just a disagreement or someone doesn't agree with you as well. So there's both sides to the story, and that's what we're really trying to help educate the kids and learn to do.
Like the fact that Chucky's nodding his approval with everything it said back here. He's just overseeing everything. Can I talk to Ratman? Can Ratman
show
up here?
Absolutely.
So Ratman, let's see.
Now, yes.
So how long have you been down to the haunted houses for people that have gone and seen you year after year? What year is this for you?
This has got to be 26, 27.
Oh, you said something in your...
That's right, man.
Something in your sleeve, though.
Oh, right? Yeah. Let's it's breakfast.
Wow, well, thank you.
I brought one. I know you're
if Nate wants to hold one, I
it a little bit,
oh,
so there's
look at
a little
that.
Smaller
that's
one.
Wonderful.
And just remember, if he leaves you anything, that's your free crappy prize.
Thank you. And so how did you become Ratman? What's your origin story? When did this all start?
Well, you know, it was so long ago. I got really hungry.
Right.
You know, they eat me, I eat them, we're even.
Well, Jake's told me that before, not about rats. And so let's, and so how, and so how often did you actually get out and have a chance to show the rats to everybody? Do the rats...
They're out every night.
Every night.
Every night.
And so you come down to the edge of hell, and you can see, oh, boy, the beast almost took a spill over there. We got to be sure to make sure.
Chucky was going for the beast's
right,
knees that time. That was
there's a disagreement between the beast and Chucky. Chucky's out there. Oh, boy.
Chucky's going low.
Disaster.
You can see the rats every night.
Now, what's that rat's name there?
That's dinner, actually. But we're going to have him for breakfast.
Okay, very good. Oh, boy.
You want the dry end, right?
Yeah, there you go. Thank you very much. and so, tell Amber, tell some other people that are listening and watching right now. And so, Ratman, he's been there forever. He's a tradition. And look, I've told the stories. I used to go to all the haunted houses. I used to go to the edge of hell when I was a kid. And it's a Kansas City tradition to have fun fall weather, the football weather, the haunted house weather.
It is, and that's really what makes it so amazing for Kansas City is that. The haunted attractions that we have here really are one of a kind. And we actually started an outdoor theater before we ever got into haunted attractions. So they're very theatrical and they have the amazing slides. We have the jump. And it's really something that now we have grandparents bringing their grandchildren back. You come down with your children. And
right.
It's something that it evokes your own adrenaline. You bring your adrenaline. It's not sitting and playing video games. It's getting out there and actually interacting and enjoying the holidays. So, yeah, we study the psychology of fears and phobias. And I think what people don't sometimes understand is the high-tech element now. We have to compete with those video games and special effects. And so when you walk into one of our scenes, you break a laser beam, everything is programmed down to the millisecond. So we're watching constantly and how that animatronic rocks into action. That's all timing. Scaring is in the timing. It's actually more difficult than you think unless you have someone like Nate.
It's not difficult at all. Just scare me. Bring a clown and you're good.
Let's,
I will say this, too. For the guys out there, you and I could probably identify with this, Stephen. Back in the day, for me, that the place to take a date.
Right.
I mean, no better place to take a date than the haunted house.
And do you know we do haunted weddings now as
oh,
well?
Really?
So, like, last year I had a couple, their first date was at the edge of hell, and they lived in L.A. and they flew back to Kansas City to get married.
Talk to Jake about that.
Now, that either goes well or it goes really bad, especially, Nate, if you were the kind that shoved your girlfriend to the monster.
Maybe once or twice.
You know, a little bit of a sacrifice. That's a bit of a problem. Those don't go so well.
Yeah. But what if you're like the guy and you jump into the, you know, your date's arms? I mean, that, you know, that's still,
right. I've done
know,
that before.
That might have happened.
So let's take a break. When we come back, maybe we can hear from Chucky. Chucky looks like he's got some things on his mind he'd like to get off his chest.
I think
we
so.
We will take a break back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. We're literally all hell is breaking loose in here. We are friends from the Edge of Hell, Macabre Cinema, and the Beast down in the West Bottoms, and open now.
Yes, we are open this weekend, and starting next week, we'll actually be open Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
I'll be there Thursday of next week. Thursday, October 12th, I'll be at the Beast, and then Friday, October 20th, I will be at Macabre Cinema. Everyone has their favorites. Everyone loves the slides at the end of the Beast and the Edge of Hell.
Oh, so fun.
I love Macabre Cinema because I'm a fan of scary movies.
Well,
and so I like all the characters.
That's right. That's right. Then that, and that's what everyone says. What's your favorite? And it really has to do with your fears and phobias. And each one, the layout is different. So in 1991, the Beast pioneered the open format in the industry, which was being able to find your way out. And I remember in 91 when people would come in, they'd be in there for 2 hours. And if an employee told them how to get out, they were fired.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
That's what we do around here.
Yeah. So. I remember the catacombs, too, from when I was a kid. That was kind of a maze-type thing, too, that you had a difficult time getting out of. But and I remember the slide at the Beast.
Yes.
It was the Beast, right, that has right. The
Well, the Beast has a four-story straight chute.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
The Edge of Hell is the five-story spiral.
Okay.
Yeah.
And who's waiting at the bottom of that one?
Just the devil himself.
See? How about Ooh. That? It's a lot of fun.
But that really has to do with your choices, Nate. You know, the Edge of Hell is all about, if you decide to live on the edge, you encounter these sorts of demons, rats, snakes, and hounds of hell.
Right.
You get a glimpse of heaven. If you made enough good choices, you get to stay there. But unfortunately, I already know your fate through purgatory, down the slide, and into the arms of the devil himself.
It's unbelievable. So do we want to hear from Chucky Wolfie? Do we have any comments from them before?
Chucky, come over here.
Please.
What do you have to say this morning?
We'd love to hear from you.
Hi, I'm Chucky. Want to play? I'm 4'6" of pure terror.
Jake's losing it in there. And then Wolfie.
4'6" of pure terror.
That's exactly right.
That should have been my nickname when I fought. Okay, so now, what about Wolfie? Can Wolfie give us a howl?
Actually,
or
the microphone get that?
I think what we're going to do, Wolfie, can you give us a good howl, and then we're going to see if Nate actually can howl.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, come on over here.
Oh, boy.
Here we
what the hell's going on?
How about that? You got one?
Come on, Nate. You can do this.
Ow!
Oh, boy.
Hey, pretty good.
Good.
I like
you
it.
Chucky's applauding.
All I want is the approval of Wolfie.
Right. Okay, so again, Amber, tell us everything we need to know about the haunted houses, the haunted house season, and how we can get tickets, and when you're open coming up, and everything all our listeners need to know.
Well, we are open now, and the season is actually very short. You know,
right.
People are busy. It's already October. We are actually open one weekend past Halloween, just how the calendar falls this year. But we're really just open Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and a little bit more of a long run towards the end of the month. So definitely check our calendar out at kcbeast.com. Purchase your tickets online. You can buy a fast pass and actually skip the line. Our lines do get a little longer here later in the season. So if you're looking for a little more shorter line, definitely come on a Thursday or a Sunday. And I just want to say, one of the things about fears and phobias, Nate, is the fact that if you just take little doses at a time, like if you just let the clown a little closer.
I think he's close enough. I mean, that's a heck of a dose right there.
You think that's a good dose for you?
There's been a clown staring at me from a foot away through a window for the past 30 minutes.
Well, there's been a clown staring at me for about the last 10 years right across this across his desk.
That's why you're not scared.
Right, exactly.
He's
been conditioned
over it now. So definitely go to Macabre Cinema if you love horror movies. That's what it's all about. And it also sponsors Don't Be a Monster, which is very near and dear to my heart, about changing lives for kids in Kansas City. And The Beast, definitely one of the best. It's just come out as the best haunted attraction in the United States and the world, which we knew that already. And then if you love classic and claustrophobic and you want to see Medusa, the Guinness Book of World Records, reticulated python, the largest in the world, definitely make your way to the Edge of Hell.
All right, we have to mix in some sports here. Chucky, could you step up to the microphone one more time? The Chiefs are playing at the Texans on Sunday night. Could you please give us your official pick? Do you like the Chiefs or the Texans on Sunday Night Football?
Chucky likes the Chiefs.
Chucky picked the Chiefs, ladies and gentlemen. So
here we go.
You can put your money right there. Thank you very much, Chucky. Amber, everyone, Wolfie, Ratman, and you know what? The clown.
Look,
I'll thank the clown, too.
To come in.
What's the clown's name? Is there a just...
Chuckles.
Oh, Chuckles.
Chuckles the clown.
Chuckles the clown. Chuckles has got a trick for you out there if you want to go in the parking lot, Nate. Okay, thank you very much.
You.
We'll be right back after this
Happy Halloween.
Sports Radio 810 WHB. Well, it's been quite a show so far today. Thank you to Amber, the Queen of Haunts, and all of our special guests. Nate Ucati took a giant step forward into manhood today. Our baby boy's growing up right in front of our eyes, Jake. Look at him. Like he just spotted some more chest hair.
Good job, buddy.
We'll be right back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB.